Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is the special city council meeting for February 10th, 2015, held at 2267 North, 1500 West Clinton, Utah. We're going to start off tonight with the roll call. We'll start with Karen.
Karen Peterson.
Barbara Patterson.
Mike Peterson.
And Mitch Adams. Let's see. I would say to the public to sign the roll, but there doesn't appear to be any public here. So what we are here to do is talk about the chlorination station bid award. At our last meeting, we actually awarded the bid to Patriot Construction. It was found out that Patriot Construction did not have the necessary contractor's license to fulfill that agreement. So I believe it's proposed that we go to the next lowest bidder. So
next lowest bidder is England Construction. Their bid is $167,577.50. We're also looking at the an additional manhole, which adds to that. We would be doing that no matter who it was. And the reason for that is we're, rather than going with an inline metering system, because the only one we can find is either in Canada or in Switzerland, and Mike and I volunteered to go to Switzerland
that was nice
to test
of you.
It out, but we didn't think we'd get that option. So, and the guy in Canada hasn't called us back. And so knowing the council's desire to have some response, we took an alternative, and we're going to reduce the size of that lateral from three-quarter to quarter inch, which reduces the lag time from 14 minutes to 2 minutes. So, and by putting a manhole out in the street, though, that facilitates being able to change out that quarter inch line, because we know our water has a plaque problem and it tends to clog its arteries. And so we will be able to change that quarter inch line out, and that'll take care of that. The equipment we're not doing tonight because we haven't got back the questions that the mayor was asking about as far as which one gives the promptest resupply answer. So they're both, neither of them is very prompt right now.
And the pump.
And there's still the question on the pump. The telemetering is the same price, and Rocky Mountain Power is actually a little less than $3,000. I rounded that off. So the total, $241,097.50, a change of $15,312.50. The engineer's estimate was $264,000. So we have a notice of award that we would like to have the mayor sign.
It's
and,
almost better.
We could get
Patriot, have they been notified that they did not get it because of licensing issues, and did they
they had a subcontractor with the right license, but according to the talking to the state, that they didn't feel that satisfied the, and I didn't either, because they need to bid under their own. The other guy should have bid it.
Is what
right. Should have happened.
The other guy should have bid it, and they could have subbed to them to do the other stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. All right. Well, how much more we need to talk about this?
I think we'll bring back the equipment when we have it. We don't need it right now. We just need to get this contract going so we can get 1800 North torn up.
Before somebody else does.
All right. Well, is there a...
I'll make a motion, Mayor, that we award the chlorination station bid to our lowest bidder, which is now England Construction.
Okay. Question on the motion.
Sure.
Are we also including the telemetering, Rocky Mountain Power, and the additional manhole?
Yes.
I think we should do that, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I guess it would be to the lowest bidder, including the additional manhole and Rocky Mountain Power and telemetering. So that was the motion, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion by Mike, a second by Barbara. Any further discussion on the motion? We'll start with roll call, start with Karen.
Yes.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Any other business we need to talk about? These are, the rules are very similar. I fixed a few typos in them to what we did last time on our selection procedure. So just read through that. So if there's anything you feel real strong about, then we need to make it clear before the night of the selection so that we need to kind of follow the rules we're going to go by. I think it's going to work. So I don't know.
This information is available to the public too,
out front.
You want to pick up their application.
Okay, so.
And did we, I know Lisa and I had a conversation about when they turned in their application that we gave them something about what the process would look like. Are we doing that? Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So. Okay.
Is it going to be a long meeting on that night?
Yes, you'll need to cancel your bowling.
How many people we got so far?
Four.
Four.
Well, that's 20 shy we had last night.
That's 20. Yeah. Yes, it is.
But they got two more days.
Yeah, I
doubt
if we'll get
eight.
But
on the agenda afterwards, is it going to be a long agenda?
I think if we give them 5 minutes apiece, that's less than an hour. I think we'll be done with that in an hour.
Okay.
So
that's all. My question is, after we select a person, we do have a couple of things on our agenda for that night. So can we make sure that all the candidates get a copy of the electronic copy of the agenda in case they're a member of the council that night?
Too much paperwork.
An electronic copy? Is paperwork?
Where's the gavel?
Dennis.
If I can send them an email with a link.
Right, I just think,
yes,
it shouldn't be hard, but I just thought, you know, if I were going to be sworn in that night, I would like to see a copy of the council packet.
Aware.
I mean, we already put it online, right?
Yeah, so. Just add that. Send all the candidates out an email saying that it's expected that the selection will be made that night, and one of you will be voting on this issues or participating
right.
on these issues.
So you need to know what's going
right.
on.
Yep, so.
Right. Well, right now, I think we only have three items, and they should be really simple, just, you know, snaps. So.
Yeah, but it'd still be nice, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it would be nice.
No, that's
is the
idea.
Cemetery ordinance coming?
Three items.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you have three items. That's all. I don't have any. So Lynn has three items.
It's not formatted.
It's not formatted.
I cannot get the numbers to work. Only these guys can.
Well, I have one item. That's a swear-in. But other than that, yeah. Yeah, just.
Okay. Well, I just knew you needed the cemetery ordinance before too long. I knew that was.
It's ready. I mean.
Okay.
Don't do it the 10th of March.
What's that?
We need to get it done. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to get it done.
She's going to be gone the 10th.
I'll be gone the 10th unless I take my computer and we Skype so I know what's going on.
Whenever he wants to put it on, next week or next meeting, the council or cemetery?
Yeah, when are we going to bring the cemetery ordinance forward?
For what?
Just I like
for Mike.
For the council.
For the council to approve or disapprove.
On the cemetery?
Mm-hmm.
Approve what?
The ordinance.
The ordinance.
Oh, the ordinance. I'm sorry. I thought you guys were going to do something else. I'm going, what are you?
The ordinance.
It can go anytime. It could go, you know.
I'd say let's get it done. I mean, we proofed it a long
time
ago.
Yeah. If we do it the 24th, I'll feel better going away. And
24th of which?
Of March.
Of March. But,
so no, that's too far away.
February.
Yeah,
okay. Let's do it next week.
Dennis, put that on the agenda for next week, the cemetery ordinance, and if we get to it, we get to it. If not, we'll have to table it.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay. Until I get back.
Okay.
Until we get time to do it.
Okay.
Are you ready for a motion?
I'm ready for a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Karen.
Fourth.
A second by Barbara. And a third by Mike. I think that's unanimous.
All
in favor. So.
Aye.
Next meeting, really easy. Stick around for the Planning Commission. And
we can't. We're not allowed.
What do you mean we're not allowed?
You told us we weren't allowed to sit in the meetings anymore.
Citizens.
No, you told us we couldn't even come as citizens.
You told us. You cannot express an opinion.
Well, that's going to be hard for me.